Next question is Gibson Perry, Gibson Perry. She's born 8/17/49. Today's 12/27. Gibson is a 74-year-old woman who resides at home. She is single, has one child, and has a nephew that comes in and out. She's a smoker, has been a smoker all of her life, and does not drink alcohol, period. She has had history of weight loss. She's quite thin. She probably weighs 90 pounds. COPD, short of breath, anxiety. Patient tells me that she had COVID a year ago. Since then, the shortness of breath has gotten worse. They've described her condition as pulmonary fibrosis and or scarring related to her COVID, which has caused her to be more short of breath. She has severe anxiety. She used to be on medication for anxiety that she no longer takes. Surgery, she doesn't know what surgery she's had in the past, but none recently. Hospitalization, COVID hospitalization with pneumonia and rehab, causing scarring of her lungs, increase in shortness of breath. Medication, Procardial, 60 milligrams. Patient is homebound. She has not driven for some time. She's a high risk of fall, has lost weight, has decreased appetite, and also has a caretaker that stays with her from time to time when the nephew is not present. On examination, her blood pressure was found to be 150 over 98, pulse is 92, respirations 18. Heart, positive S1, positive S2 with ectopic lungs, ronchi and coarse breath sounds, abdomen soft, TMs are clear, neurological, moving off her extremities, skin shows no rash. There's definitely evidence of muscle wasting and weight loss associated with decreased eating and protein calorie malnutrition, period. Assessment. 74-year-old woman with COPD, exacerbated by her recent hospitalization with COVID related to pulmonary fibrosis and or scarring, period. Patient needs to be evaluated for needs for oxygen and definitely could use a nebulizer, period. Her blood pressure is partially controlled on with Procardia. I'm not sure if she's taking her medication, period. New paragraph, furthermore, she has issues with anxiety related to her COPD, air hunger, and shortness of breath with minimal activity, period. We spoke about stopping smoking, which is definitely not interested. She also tells me that she no longer wants to go back to the hospital and wants to be kept comfortable at home. Thank you.